Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebisation.
It finally happened. Can't believe it. We got it. It's been 5 years?
Sounds about right.
One Punch Man's here. Not the studio we wanted, but it happened because we didn't know we were getting a studio at some point. And, yeah, we're here to talk about episode one.
We've done introductions first.
If you want to. We're joined by Will.
Also known as Fates Day Knight. I think that's right. Something like that.
And Shannon. He's being a quiet warrior today.
Great. As long as he's not the quiet warrior in the chair, that's all that matters. Can I say that on here? It's a little late now, I know.
That's crazy. Anywho. overall thoughts, what would you rate it at 10, first episode?
Probably a 4, maybe a 5. Not impressed. The music does not make up for it being kind of like...
What music? There's no music in the end of it.
I was talking about the intro.
Intro song, what would you rate it?
Followed 7, maybe an 8.
Okay. Shannon?
8.
8 for the song. What about the episode?
The episode's a good 3 out of 10. Good 3 out of 10.
I agree with Shannon's numbers. 3. 3 and 8.
It's
been years since I rewatched the second season.
It's enjoyable when you turn off your brain, but you need it on to understand what anybody the fuck is talking about.
Crazy statement. You gotta be on and off at the same time.
Yeah, that's how the first episode is. A lot of talking and exposition. But, you know, you can also just turn your brain off and look at all the pretty colors and characters.
Sure, but instead of wasting an animation budget, I could just press my eyes and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I could also just watch Dragon Ball instead.
Fair.
For like the fifth time.
The writing was more nuanced, honestly. Sometimes.
You know, I was in, I wasn't, you know, happy, but I wasn't, you know, angry. I got something out of it.
Yeah, I mean, at least we got something, right? Like,
yeah.
We were expecting nothing at one point, and we're like, are we even getting it? Like, right. I honestly didn't think we were going to get it. And then, bam.
Mm-hmm. It's been in the back of my mind.
Yeah, there was no advertising or anything. It just happened. So...
One Punch Man Season 3? Oh, I forgot that was a thing.
I mean, we talked about it. I waited for it.
Yeah.
Felt like years ago.
Because, yeah, like, comparing it to Season 2, Season 1, it's like, why even try?
What's crazy is the first episodes of Season 1 and 2 were so good.
Yep.
They were like...
The cold
open. There was so much. Yeah, there was so much happening in one episode. And then this season, we're just like...
It reads like a modern comic book almost.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I felt like I was reading the when characters meet in a comic book.
and then you take a second issue for nothing to still happen.
Yeah. by the way, welcome back. We're good to have you again here at Weebisations. We miss you. I went on vacation for like a week, but you guys wouldn't know that, but you know, I went to Disneyland. It was fun, but I miss my friends and you guys, so. We're recording again.
We miss this nerd too. Hope you guys are happy to see him again.
Hey, well, yeah, see us, but you know.
Yeah, I don't remember Nico. I don't even think once.
Negative
thoughts.
We're gonna be reviewing some more newer anime, I guess, for a few episodes, and then talking about other subjects and projects that we find.
All that in the pancake.
Damn.
I want pancakes now.
Should we go get that Grand Slam after all?
I'm so down. But yeah, animation wise, I was very disappointed.
The animation was abysmal.
You could see the difference between season 2 and season 3. It is apparent. It is very apparent.
You got better animation from a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah. There's some still image moments, and you're just like, they drag on and on and on.
Well, yeah, they got the cursor to move, don't they?
Yes. There's a meme going around, if you don't know. Will loves it.
The Garo slide, cha-chaing down the slope.
You won't understand until you watch,
the second episode specifically,
but, we're talking about episode one with no spoilers. Hopefully, no spoilers beyond the first episode. But if you haven't watched the first episode, don't listen to this podcast. If you have watched it, we're going to talk about goods, bads, mainly bad.
I feel like I should have led with that.
The bad, do's and don'ts.
I am happy that they're focusing on Garo right off the bat because, you know, he's still got a big plot stuff. Like, he doesn't have his full plot armor yet, and we have to get there.
Dude is still in the starting town.
Yeah.
Despite being broken.
Yeah, he got initiated last season. That's what was going on.
And now...
get broken in some more.
It's another Jinwoo situation. He's got to grind it out, but he doesn't need to grind it out yet.
Stuck between his morals and his ideals. Yeah. You know, they're fighting against each other at the moment.
Bro is stuck as the classic find yourself disciple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're slow pacing it because it's the beginning of the season and they don't want to. I'm like, just run it through so we can get to the action. We're having a war soon.
Run it through is crazy.
Right.
Because the war is not like one or two episodes.
It is the season, the entire season.
Yeah, about, like,
you know, this war that could happen.
So, it is very slow paced compared to the rest of the season.
You think so?
Yeah, I think.
Especially all the walking speed in the episodes.
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of walking speed. There's like. Not really that many montage cuts, things like that. So, like,
I think for how it's paced, it's definitely ridiculous. But I think they're just trying to cram in as much as they can in a whole new season without it feeling rushed. Even though it's just.
Dude, the scene when they're in Saitama's house is like, brick.
Yeah. It goes off way too long.
It goes way too long.
Especially since we've been there before in the last season.
I can make two sandwiches.
Having almost this...
They still be in the same scene.
Yeah, for real.
Having almost a similar conversation to one that's been had before. But just without less freaking out over the S-Class King.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just super dragged on, nothing really happens, like, and you look back at, like, even season one, episode one, you just jump into Piccolo-looking motherfucker, you know, right off the bat, and you're just...
What DNA man?
Yeah, you're just seeing what's going on, and then action, and then you get into, like, who's this person, and blah, 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 you know,
right.
But, and this season's, like... 30 minutes later, oh, hey, Garo's there.
Finally.
Like, bro, like, huh? Like, nothing happened.
Waking up from a coma like a horror game protagonist in the asylum.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know we were playing Dark Souls 1 or Silent Hill.
Yeah.
There was so much eye candy between the difference. Season 1 had so much to be excited for. Season 2 even had some good moments.
Like, I'm happy that, like, Child Emperor and, you know, Tornado are, like, getting more screen time to show that they're, like, important characters, but, like...
They barely got any screen. They got as much screen time as they did in Season 1 as they did Season 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Damn near the same amount of screen time so far.
But, I mean, like, they're in the beginning, at least, not towards the end, because we only had them... We had, what, Child Emperor literally at the end, like, the last episode, I think. Mm-hmm. The second last episode. And then Tornado was episode 2, episode 8, like, episode 9, and then we're like,
yeah, we that's it. Real action, though.
And like a lot, and like a, this isn't even a spoiler thing, it's just how the show goes, because it's established even by the middle of season 1, but like, and I know Child Emperor, like all the S-Class heroes, lives up to his hype, they just haven't explored it yet, but at the same time, watching someone who is like, supposed to be a Giga Chad character, like, do nothing, but like, monologue, like, an external monologue,
mm-hmm.
or sorry, an he's having an internal monologue externally for way too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I understand he's supposed to be like, you know, a mastermind, but it's like, it's way too like dragged on. It reminds me of like the typical main character trope when he's like going through his epiphany moment, you know?
That's why the higher level heroes are dragon threat level, because they freaking drag on.
Okay, that was good. That was a good one. I like that one. That was a good one. I won't lie.
Shit. Man.
Oh yeah, threat levels. You feel like it's still apparent and good how they've been doing it?
Well, yeah.
2 to 3.
Because they mentioned all the demon threat levels. Is that a spoiler?
No.
No?
They mentioned the shortage of demon threat level monsters after the Brotherhood of Evolution?
Mm-hmm.
Like, died in the foot. Was it season 1 or season 2?
It was season 2.
In season 2? So, like, hopefully they'll bring out the heavier hitters that aren't quite, like...
Yeah.
Saitama level threat.
Because they have like a decent amount of dragon levels, but like,
you need to step up your game. You're trying not to lose so many of your posse.
Yeah, because it's one thing if you have what like Tatsumaki or Saitama obliterate like a whole bunch of like high profilers, because you know they're just delete buttons in human form.
Yeah.
But like the problem is when you have people that are supposed to be scary getting flattened by the background characters, it's like you run into almost Marvel villain territory where you're going to run out of antagonists if you're not careful.
Yep. What do you guys think about the plot point with the rich man's son getting kidnapped, and that's the whole reason for the war?
I think it's interesting, but at the same time...
There could have been a different reason.
Yeah, there could have been a better reason.
For obviously, it follows what the manga reads.
By the way, he's ugly. I don't even know his name. He's so fucking ugly.
But, you know... That's just...
He got other ugly bastards lining up to give him Botox to make him look better.
That's just what this is going to be. You know, it makes sense.
He's you know, so annoying.
It's a genuine thing. It is what it is.
By the way, his group of heroes, the rescue team, the most useless bunch of humans I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
To be fair, he did gas them up. They are absolutely worthless, but I don't know if that's their fault, because they're literally just there to,
we could have saw them do something, or...
Yeah, we just saw them fish and wine.
Into the...
Yeah, like...
They need to spawn there.
Yeah, they just spawn there.
Is it like that in the manga, though? Because I feel like the shortage of time, if the studio hadn't, like...
Here's the thing, it didn't really have to be in the manga or not. That's just how you fill in the gap.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Movie differences versus book differences.
There are, like, anime that do that. Like, you'll add in, you know,
yeah, and people like,
fight scenes that don't even exist. And that, like, Jujutsu Kaisen did it with their, Yubia arc.
Above all heaven and earth, I alone am the filler arc? What?
Yeah. They added more, detail into their fight scenes that just weren't in the manga.
Yeah.
Because the fight with Maharaga and what's his face? I keep forgetting. That only lasted like 4 pages, maybe even less. So in the animation, they just stretched it out. So they One Punch Man, they could have done that with that.
They could have, actually. You're not wrong.
But, you know, it's a different studio, so.
It is a different studio.
It's not my map.
I mean, I have high hopes, but from what I've seen so far, I don't have that much high hopes. Why do you keep saying that? And Ben's using his toes for some entertainment.
I'm gonna put the grippers away. This is an ASMR podcast.
Not everybody needs to know I got my toes out.
But then how can we roast you for it, bro? Don't worry, I'll leave myself open to attack later somehow without realizing it. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll all have our moments of weakness.
Yeah, I mean, those characters kind of just got put there and then they were gone. They were the most useless bunch.
I'm still mad about that. Like, unless the elastic suits got something in them, like a lot of other fictional animes do, like, what is it, Kaiju number 8?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how they gassed up, and even the monsters complimented the armor they were given, and then when... Wait, that's spoilers for episode 2, isn't it? Right?
No, episode 1.
Yeah.
We're talking about the end of episode 1.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. So I just want to make sure I'm like covering stuff correctly.
2 miles ahead.
Well, it's because I was probably making too many jokes during the show. But yeah, no, I don't like how they both the heroes and the villains wank off the armor like it's impressive, and then they get a little bit of S&M's roids from DOS S and immediately obliterate almost every piece of the armor except the bodysuits. What was the point of that? Please tell me there's more to the armor than just the steel plates on the outside or something, because otherwise that's...
Probably not.
Give me my screen time back, bro.
Probably not. I'll take my screen time elsewhere. I got other anime to finish.
What I meant is like, oh, sorry. I should have said that better. Give the animators the hours of their lives wasted on those frames back. Like,
I mean, you'd say that, and then it's like
they'd use it for something worse. But sure, but it's a new work.
They still didn't put enough effort into it to make me feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
to each their own.
The lack of effort is like crazy. I feel like
there is no overtime.
Change if somehow
it increases.
Their animation increases as the episodes come out.
Yeah, I mean it is.
It stays the same.
They're better off.
Just dude. Yeah, if it stays the same,
just hand it
like,
off.
What? It's probably going to be like one of the greatest fumbles in anime right now, in anime history.
Yeah,
they put on as no, chief. Read the manga. Don't even watch the anime.
It sucks because like it's such a good show. Like,
if it whiffs that hard, are we gonna have to unironically reference it and call it Garrogate or whatever?
Bro, what?
What? No, Deflategate.
That was so stupid. That was actually stupid.
Ah, well, if it was that bad, put me down, bro.
I'm not gonna put you down for a bad joke.
You just did!
You're the caveat of bad jokes. There's no point in putting you down.
Calm down, Bruce. Probably have to be over 30 to get that. Well, probably have to be over 30 to get that music rich.
Age
hurts. You didn't get it. You sure you're over 30?
My age hurts.
Quoi? Yeah.
Ending theme song is also not that, like, great. It's pretty garbage.
He's right. It's pretty mid.
It's pretty garbage. Like,
I'm not here for the music.
I would rather watch someone sing metal karaoke with a voice crack.
Damn.
The overall experience, pretty bland. Gonna keep watching it. Hopefully it gets better. Because if it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, if it doesn't, then...
Brotherhood of Evolution needs to work on the animators. Upgrade them.
We are trying to. We're going to be sad for hours. We'll talk about it, and it'll be we'll be pretty depressed about it.
Yeah.
I would be too.
Yes.
Oh, wait! You didn't even mention how we get to watch. We get to watch the goblin, being green and everything. harp on about being useful when she did nothing last season. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what you thought about is Tatsumaki shows up. They're talking about some things and stuff and things, and she's like, oh, yeah, maybe I should help and do some things. But where were you last season?
Right.
Where was the help then? Were you going through something? Was it a little too late back then? Pretty sure she would have made season two a lot better, too, if she showed up and tore some shit apart.
Yup.
We know.
We're not even, yeah. I mean, like, we could have, like Nico said, you could put stuff in the anime that's not in the manga. It's like, we don't have to go to the trauma arc yet.
Right. We don't need to speed run this.
You can just alternative route and still be canon.
You can take it slow. Fine with that. Do it right the first time.
Turn an anime experience from fine dining to fine whining.
Okay.
Not you. I'm talking about like the characters in the episode. They did except for what's his name? They did nothing but like whinge and cry like almost the entire whatever. What are we gonna do?
Okay. Okay,
we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on from that.
That's pretty much the rundown for season one. Not a whole lot to talk about. For episode one. I'm gonna watch it season one. Not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, there was a little hype, and then we watched it, and the hype was gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, like,
from the first 5 minutes, the hype was gone, unfortunately.
I mean, we already know I'm not funny, but, like...
This is fresh off the tap, like...
But I'm, like, struggling, because, like, my commentary skills are already lacking, and then there's nothing to talk about. Like, you guys are the connoisseurs, and, like, even you guys are, like, searching for the meat of the conversation, right? For what to... I'm not trying to pull stuff out of my ass. Am I, like, helping in any way here?
You're here.
I am somewhere. I don't know if I'm here. I could be somewhere else.
Shannon, it's a little figment of your imagination.
Oh, no, Will's a figment of my insecurity.
We both get no bitches, so I don't know how that's possible.
I'm jealous of the guy that got the same problems. I don't have this problem. Oh, it's gross. That means I fit in the category of Antonio. Loser. We get bitches.
I hate how you made that sound sad.
Crazy statement. Oh man, I got the hose. Sad face.
I plan on watching the new Dungeon season.
Hey.
Are you guys gonna watch it?
I will try.
No. I'm gonna watch first season.
You're not going?
I'm not gonna watch that at all.
Okay.
I think it's kind of cringe to me. So I don't know. It's my cup of tea.
It'd be like if you. It's somewhere between a Shinigami anime and, and Shimoneta trying to be a fighting anime, if that makes sense for me.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Pretty solid, yeah.
I was like, oh, I had to think about it. That is pretty good. That's scary that you got there like that.
Yeah. What was the other anime I said again?
And we're gone. And we're done.
Yeah, well, there was always that.
Will full of Ed. You know, smart moment for two brain stuff.
They collided like the screensaver hitting the corner perfectly and then never again.
Yeah, no, I'm watching Kaiju number 8.
Yeah,
so good. And, so good.
Gachi Akuda.
Get motivated.
Gachi Akuda?
Yeah, and To Be Hero X. So those are...
It's very much To Be Hero X.
What is To Be Hero X? I'm not cold for it yet.
It is...
How do you share without spoiling it?
Well, no, what is it? Is that what it is?
I don't know. It's like The Incredibles.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like...
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
It's like...
I got you, bro. I know what you're talking about now. Now, it rings bells now!
It's like The Incredibles. If superheroes were the ideals of humans. Other humans.
What, are we talking Super Steve here? Like...
If I believe in you, that you could do something, you could do it, and you become a hero.
Man, it's just what are you talking about? That's just the classic.
It has a ranking system, which I found.
Bro, that's just the classic power of belief in different media formats. Where we would,
yeah.
If you go into that, then you just got like any.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is.
Any mythological like.
But the superheroes are like
gods with domains.
Incredible heroes.
Sure.
So it gives you a variety.
Hey, I'm not criticizing. That's a peak. Ouch.
Yeah, it is. The animation is insane. It jumps between 2D and 3D so smoothly. It's ridiculous.
I like the music in it. And the animation.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good watch.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's yours?
No, that's the white stuff. What else can we talk about on this episode? We got like so much more time.
So I don't know, bro. You drugged me here.
I drugged you here.
Yeah, you drugged me here.
I drugged him here.
And you're like, hey, we're doing an episode on one episode. I'm like, okay, I hope you got more to talk about.
Yeah. <that's true. laughs> Okay, what was your expectations right here, actually?
Huh?
What was your expectations?
My expectations was more like, I wanted, you know, more answers, more exploration, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get to know, you know, the characters more. I didn't get any of too much of that at all. I was more about the monsters and, you know, all the individual, you know, BS that they have. But, you know,
and
negativity shooters.
Absolutely. And I just, like, I wasn't expecting Gar to do about as little as he did while he was unconscious. That's just, that was my, like.
I like his new look, by the way. I do like his new look a lot.
What's it from? Did he get a power-up last episode or last season?
No, he got bloodied up.
He got beaten to a...
Yeah. That turns your hair red?
Yeah, his blood! His eyes red too!
Well, that's normal. That's just having burst blood vessels, bro. You're telling me you get the friggin'. You get the fucking. What is it? Super Saiyan God if you just get the smacked out of you in any anime?
You survive it.
Yeah,
you deserve it at that point.
If you survive it, you might as well get a power up.
The man got his ass beat by Pang and Bomb, bro.
Yeah.
Two old dudes.
Reach over me! No, they were like, oh, you swinging on us? My bad! That's what it was like.
They gave that boy, not a single time to breathe.
They didn't give him the hands, they gave him the foundation. one of the greatest ass whoopings in anime history.
Let me show you why we teach in a school.
The thing is,
they only
left because of old age.
Yep. They would have kept going. My back hurts. My knees hurt. I didn't go get your ass beat when people complain about their bones. Wild. It would be, bro, I would just kill myself. I got beat by two old men. Like, bro. My back hurts. I'm done, bro. I'm just take me out, you. Just take me out.
Bro, trying to be a ladder climber getting taken out by old timers.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, season, I like, I hope we have a good finale. If it's a bad season, I hope we at least have a good finale.
I'm cool with them not resolving Garo this entire season.
I'm not.
Well, we're not the same. So, but sure. But like, if we go, what I mean is that's at least a bigger scale because he's still got all his other arcs mm-hmm. to go through. My problem is if we whiff the entire season and something isn't done about the Monster King, like if we don't, if he doesn't do anything the whole season, I'll be mad.
Cause he's like, just sitting there.
Yeah. Cause like, he's like both a minor and a major antagonist. Cause he doesn't really do anything, but he is important.
Right.
I will say the one thing One Punch Man does really well is make their big bad seem crazy.
You know,
and despite, I do like that about One Punch Man.
Despite the fact that they can disintegrate from the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
which is an impressive.
It's cool. Yeah. You know, seeing.
Cause it's like giving a treasury character so much depth.
Yeah. It reminds me of like.
You know, they're going to be put off the side by some.
Yeah. It reminds me of the whole fairy tale formula where like, Natsu's so strong, but he doesn't see most of the bad guys till his friends get beat up. And then they're like, we're getting our ass beat. And Natsu's like, okay, let me help. And just beat the shit out of him.
It's like, your kidney is now where your lung is, and your lung is now where your rib cage is. You're welcome.
Yeah,
don't bump into anything too hard.
I love that Saitama is casually punching everything now. Like, from season 2, and it starts, like, things, like, he's just not holding back. Like, just, he doesn't do a full punch, but he's just like, just get back at it real quick, or get off me, like.
You're right. He's punching more on instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro's sick of lay on hands.
You know, funny, if he wasn't a part of the Hero Association and like, jumping into like, if you remove him jumping into danger of fighting crime, doing all the hero stuff, he would be an anti-hero instantly. Because he causes so much damage and destruction, bro.
Well, what, he beats up other actual heroes so often that he's like, hey, good thing you guys are rich enough to cover the hospital before this.
Yeah, dude. He blew up a whole city from fighting a giant. Okay.
Was that the older brother when
Big brother!
He's on!
That shit was funny. But yeah. He like leveled half the city for that fight, bro. And, like, if you told me, like, if you didn't tell me he was a hero, I'd be like, that guy, I'm a pretty
good guy. I was going to say, what, Cavill Superman ain't got nothing on that.
Just imagine a casual viewer, like a casual human in that realm, and you just, it's all raining, and then sudden. What happened? Someone punched the air? What? What do you mean someone punched the air? Where'd the weather go?
Right.
Man, change the weather, punching the air, like.
Bro, do change the forecast to the former cast.
When he fought the Deep Sea King and changed the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, just, give us the, at least, the good fighting choreography.
Yep.
Yeah, I do like the fighting
choreography. If it's gonna be like.
I don't want another, supersonic One Punch Man fight, because that was the most ridiculous. It was the most ridiculous, but I don't want the season. I want to at least have the war this season. If the war happens, I'm fine. I'll be happy.
Right. Then you know you're getting another season.
Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of action, because everyone's fighting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even care if they pull the Dragon Ball trope. Like, wait till next episode and fight. I'm okay with that, bro. Like, the anticipation is going to be great.
It's an anime with
fighting. As long as it lasts less than 3 episodes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
That'll
the Cindy Choro fight was sick. It was only like 2.5 episodes, but it was sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
That fight was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Cindy Choro the, you know, I guess besides the big bad, he's the only one that survived more than one punch, right? In the series so far?
Who are you talking about?
Cindy Choro and the alien guy.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Gaza? No.
No. It starts with a G, though. I know what you're talking about.
No, it's Boros.
Boros, there we go.
Boros.
Yeah, it's because his faction's like...
Yeah. Yeah, Boros and Cindy Choro are like the only two... And Garo, I guess... Are the only people that have survived more than Two punches or one punch? From one punch, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know it's not Dragon Ball where you turn like every other villain into a friend, but like, bro, I appreciate it setting the stakes for season one, but like them not turning Boros into like a reoccurring character is like a whiff in my opinion. He is so fun. I wish he was still around.
He couldn't regenerate, bro.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, punch already couldn't regenerate.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
You know how much damage you have to do to someone to not be able to regenerate?
The perfect cell.
Piccolo got half his body blown off to regenerate.
Perfect cell is like, I have no such weaknesses.
Yeah. He's the perfect cell. Like, the actual cell.
I don't know. Majin Buu did a lot more surviving than he did.
That's very true.
Do you think in hell in Dragon Ball, whoever gets paired with him is automatically his cellmate?
You know, I'm surprised at how Cell and Frieza became friends super quick.
What are we talking about? Like actual or no?
Like, well.
Or are we talking about Tiffle?
It's yes and no to both of those. They just like synergize really well.
Yeah.
And help, so.
He reminds him of himself.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't see it. Cell is still a Saiyan.
Are you just saying that to...
You know what he's saying?
I don't know. If you got a Saiyan Cell, you're a Saiyan. Jesus.
Sure.
There's no...
Ever show you that skip with SSD?
No, you did not.
Oh, okay. He goes, I have the same cells as you. Like, you got those cells? No, you don't. And they start singing because, you know, they're black, it's Black Goku, Rochita. And then they're like, you can't do that. And he starts singing. And I'm looking for the Dragon Balls. And he starts singing all soulful. I'm like, you can't. Yeah, you got that, Chief. You can't fake that. They're just, like, nice. They can't complain about it. Like,
bro, are you saying they found the dragon's soul?
Yeah,
bro. I'll show it to you after the episode. But...
Yeah.
Shout out to the SSJ Nightcare. Another guy. What do you remember what studio was doing One Punch Man? What studio picked it up?
No, I don't know.
They did something else that was kind of popular, but I forgot. I forgot the studio that the mob, so.
Oh, or Google in the corner.
It has to be somebody I don't know.
I went to a party and nobody knew you had asked.
Right. Meme, Mappa, Google Table.
New studio or old studio?
New one.
New one. But like, I was just surprised we got it, to be honest, because not having any built up. I remember season one had a lot of build up, especially because of Ping Pong. There was commercials for it. Season two had great build up.
JC Staff replacing Madhouse?
What other animated did Madhouse do?
Is Madhouse different from Studio Madhouse?
No.
Oh, well, Madhouse did Helsing Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They also did,
Didn't they do, was that Madhouse? Or was that,
Behold, Hunter x Hunter, and
Death Note. Or the original one?
It does not say Parasite the Maxim.
Oh, they did Parasite?
The Maxim. Not the other one.
Yeah, so they have a good track record, at least.
Let's see, I'm pulling up the list.
Amazing.
Chief, I'm pulling up the list. Yeah. Hold on. Before you eat your words.
It's a decent studio.
They have some rememberable titles, I guess. I mean, at this point, it's probably...
Trigun, 1998.
Budget.
Headcaptor Sakura, 1998 to 2000.
What's their most recent one?
All the way down.
that matters.
It does.
There's eight of them that matter.
Specials, get out of here. Free run beyond Journey's End.
What?
Vampire dies in no time. Overlord 4.
Oh, that explains a lot. Alright, I don't even...
Overlord 3?
Okay. I mean, still, but Overlord 4 is really bad. That makes sense.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Madhouse still.
Yeah, I know.
But they're the old studio, not the new studio. So, are we confused or are we on track? Okay. Multiple Hunter, X Hunters, High School of the Dead.
Regardless, it's what it sounds like is a financial issue.
Yep.
Of them not being 100% prepared to push out the anime. So they just try to push something out.
Yeah, like I said, they picked it up like pretty last minute.
I mean, right. So hopefully that's just the case, you know.
It might just be a budget constraint, to be honest. Yeah,
hopefully it does get better. Because they've made action anime quite often.
For now, my final thoughts is it's not worth the watch currently, but I'm gonna watch it. I like One Punch Man. But currently it seems like it's not worth the watch. If you do watch it, you're only watching it once so far. You're not watching it to live in the glory.
Yeah.
Oh, and then,
they're just making it to make it. That's what it seems like.
JC are the current makers of Index, Konosuba, and Danmachi, if that helps. They're the people that took over.
Yeah.
Another mid-ass studio.
Yep. But I mean,
just 7 out of 10. No 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Not to mention like multiple like 4 to 5 year gaps between works.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the?
Which Rin?
Konosuba has a big gap too.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn. Konosuba comes out November, huh?
Yep.
Oh, they did make Demon Lord 2099.
Yes.
Yeah. They did 100 Year Quest as well.
Yeah. It seems like...
Oh, gross! Gross! They did Tsukamichi Moonlit Fantasy.
No, you
It is an anime.
It is one of the animes of all time.
Yes.
If you want everything to be cool and look amazing... And for the main character to watch people be needlessly slaughtered in front of him when he's, like, been totally carrying the rest of the season.
Yep.
Or have someone's entire character art be obliterated as they literally get, like, a perfect memoryless clone made of them after the original is, like, delete button by a god. And you want your entire expectations and hopes wasted. Watch that anime.
I will.
It's for the culture. People talk about it.
It'd be cultured if anything actually happened.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why it's cultured. Because literally nothing happens. It felt like the last few episodes, and that's it. It's episode 1, and then the last 3 episodes. Like, literally, it'll still make sense if you watch it like that. I'm not joking. Maybe episode 2, but like...
They literally have him give up on the human race, except for the ones he cares about.
Yeah.
But then, except for a few others... But then none of them at all. The monster.
It kind of reminds me of like Madoka, where like everything she does the whole time does not fucking matter.
Sure.
Because of the same outcome. But like without having that repeat cycle, it's just like, whatever you did, that's great.
Sure, but at least that's like,
that's
like roguelike trial and error with an attempt to do something different. This thing sticks to its guns and does the same awful thing the whole time and there's still no payout. With no setbacks.
Fair enough.
With no setbacks. And there's still no payout.
Fair
or payoff, I should say. Sorry.
Couldn't be that bad.
The magic is good enough that the fights trick people into thinking it was okay.
I've seen worse. I.e. our first episode.
I don't know what that is.
Good.
I.e. R.
I said, i.e. our first episode that we did on this podcast.
Oh.
There could not be anything worse than that anime. I don't think it's physically possible.
Yeah.
If the commander in chief over here would actually send me the link, because I can't find it when looking manually for Spotify, even using his username.
I got you. I can send it to you.
Bro was like, hey, check the rest of our show out if you're going to be a semi-recurring guest.
Oh, my God.
Failure frame literally killed the cells in my brain.
I told him, I warned him to. What? I said, this is the bad version of anime. You should watch it, but you're going to hate it. And I told him that.
It's like Uncanny Valley bad.
Failure frame. Yes. That's the
joke. Think of everything about Solo Leveling, right? Okay. But you're following a character who only has status effects, and you can only use them separately, not in succession. Okay? He's summoned there by a goddess, and there's something wrong with the goddess. She sits on all humans. He's put aside because he's weak, he's useless, he's the lowest rank, he has no attack moves.
It sounds like the beginning of Tsukumichi's first season.
And then they send him to hell to die. But instead of him dying, he goes, it's a dog-eat-dog world, so I guess I'm eating things. I'm eating demons. Keep in mind, he can't hurt them because they have no attack moves. So he just survives on them instead.
So what, like, beginning of reincarnated as a spider almost, but, you know, that anime's actually good.
It's not good.
Is it not?
I like it.
It pissed me off. So bad.
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
I love that shit.
It's not the only one.
So first off, I didn't like their CGI.
The CGI
I thought it was
bad.
Pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
But it wasn't like abysmal to where I didn't want to watch it, like God Eater.
God Eater is pretty bad.
The
most budget.
So I'm gonna be
2001.
I'm gonna be real. I'll probably get a lot of hate for this, but I cannot stand, and not because he's evil, because you can be diabolical and for it to be interesting. But I cannot stand Aiens from Overlord, even though I don't hate Overlord and his mentality. But the problem is, my big deal with it with
I don't like being the big bitch unless he has his fight.
Sure, but I don't like the reincarnated as a spider because it suffers from that one anime trope where if you're gonna give up your humanity, you gotta go full send. You can't be like weirdly sociopathic, but then like, oh my god, I'm so cutesy sometimes still.
Right.
And she just like, it's...
The reason why it could have been good.
I don't know if I've decided to be genocidal today is the trope it suffers
the
from.
The fact that it should not have been in the POV of her past.
True.
That shit pissed me the fuck off so bad.
And then immediately doesn't matter.
I stopped watching anime for 2 months.
And then they make a big deal about like what her one classmate also being stuck in the body of like a dragon whelp, right, or whatever the heck. But then it ends up not mattering, and they fake seeing if they're going to go about it, the humans being the ones that are awful and that God is actually using them for, like, ulterior motives thing, then it doesn't actually pay off, right?
Right.
Yeah, nah, so it's like,
what the fuck you mean, oh, I'm going to end this with me looking at myself from the future?
At least Arafuda, am I saying that right?
No, Arafueta.
Arafueta, sorry. I've never seen a single season, I just looked at
the stuff. That's
shut your hand. Alright, see that's more embarrassing than a joke whipping on camera.
Are you a food item?
Put me down, bro. Oh fuck.
Someone find
a samurai and have him test his katana on the ground. Fuck.
I'm gonna call it anime that.
Shut up. Arafueta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They did a good version of like, God's an asshole, we can kill him. Spider did not.
No, they did not.
It tried to do the similar thing, and it's so bad. It's so awful. That's what, doesn't it just make God stronger, and they don't end up being powerful enough for it to actually matter? I can't remember what happens.
No, they totally ditched the idea.
Oh yes, they have to give up and do awful things because that's right. So people are also going to hate me for this, but it's like Gurren Lagann. It's Doomer Cringe. I understand not bringing back the girl, but imagine being that fatalistic, bro. It's Doomer Cringe. That's the hope is for losers. You should never try to make anything better, no matter how the odds are stacked against you. I hate Doomer Cringe plots. And I know that's kind of a buzzword, but like, how else do you describe that? Everything sucks, but I'm mondo ultra mega powerful, but still not powerful enough for anything to actually get better. So I'll just make it worse.
Right.
Again, at least with all the war crimes and human rights violations and all the torture and the writing on skin scrolls and whatever, Overlord doesn't even go there. Which is why I can still praise it in some aspects. Like, oh god, fatalism makes me so mad.
So yeah, Filler Frame, to make it even worse, horrible CGI, and the main character has to say his ability for you.
So like Sid, but not cool.
Sleep, poison, paralysis, sleep, poison, paralysis.
Bro's the human Pokemon.
He did that for a whole episode in one episode. Ugh, running through a forest.
Bro, it felt like time was moving slow when I was watching the episode.
Time slow!
Because I was like, holy shit.
Another view was
good.
It was like a good 10 minutes of me just running through that. It was minor monologue, sleep, point of brilliance.
Right, so we'll take.
What the hell the others are doing? Sleep, point of brilliance.
So we'll take more of Overlord season. Or no, sorry. We'll take more of One Punch Man season 3, right? Is that what you're saying?
Over Filler Frame? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The only good part of Filler Frame was like the ending. The last episode, for me at least.
Would he finally get his new isekai genre where his abilities finally become broken and he's finally the protagonist?
No, he's not someone that could make secret items. We'll see.
Like, the whole plot was finding some fucking witch that did magic.
Yeah, did the forbidden magic, because forbidden magic's...
And then we still don't know... Like, it just cuts there when they fight.
It cuts on a pan of her. Literally, it pans, the full pan, like, feet all the way up to her head in the background, and she smiles, and it cuts.
And that's the end of the episode. There's no resolution. There's, oh, I didn't get to do this. We didn't get this.
By the way, really. He didn't see her. She saw him. He was walking to the entrance to her swamp because he's like, oh, I think this is the place.
Damn.
And it zooms out and slowly fades into her and it's just panning at her and then she's smiling about it.
Which would be crazy, man.
That was literally the last one.
There's nothing that could be worse than anime. Honestly.
It's so bad, but comedy good. Like, comedy, like, how bad it is.
They definitely had moments where it could have been like, a really good anime, and then they're like, you know
can
what?
I tell you?
I will not do that.
All the side characters?
Spoil as much as you want, I'm not gonna watch
all the side characters, man, have great abilities, and they actually have, like, cool attacks.
Ah, bro, don't tell me they, are you
and
telling me?
Personality.
Are you telling me they My Hero Academia it?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Fuck.
Dude, they have, like, but then all of them only get, like, 10 seconds screen time.
By our seconds combined, we are half of a character.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy too is they're super detailed. They're like overly detailed.
That genre tripped into a pit of spikes, so that the really awful isekai genre that's like currently in place could run.
But, I mean,
sure.
My crash ability is secretly broken somehow.
It was made in like what, 2022?
Mm-hmm.
When the anime came out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's like
that late, and it's that
right.
Yeah,
like, it's that trash. I can forgive 2001 anime being that bad because it took them what, ages to figure out the tech after what, 90s anime died.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you're there, like. 20 years later in the new modern age of anime and you're whiffing that hard, you don't have a single redeeming quality about your anime? Like,
other than the fact that they're coming out with a season 2, if that's their...
Is that a redeeming quality or is that just more torture? It's like, I would like some more...
I'm gonna watch
it. It's their redeeming quality.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it and tell you how bad it is.
I... Oh. Oh, yes, sir. I would like another bout of waterboarding, please. Oh, could I have a spot of Chinese water torture? The first bout wasn't enough.
It was like watching a scary movie, getting scared, and then having to watch it.
What is it like watching a horror movie where they show the monster too early, it kills everyone who doesn't matter, and then they treat it like a punching bag with firearms for the rest of the movie? Is that what you're saying it was like?
Yeah, it's a punching bag and never had a health thing.
Yeah, shooting something and knocking it down but never
shout
killing
out,
it.
Shout out to episode one, by the way. Shout out.
Of the show? Because
the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Episode 1, episode 2.
Gotcha. We're talking about so many episodes now, I don't... What season are we on again?
We're on our first season. Like, we're... I don't remember what episode it is. We're in 20-something.
Actually, I think we're in fall right now.
Huh.
Yeah, fall was an episode.
Okay. Speaking of which, because of the new season, we do gotta start talking about the new season of anime that are coming out.
Oh yeah,
we used to do that.
Seasonal animes?
Yeah, seasonal animes that we're looking forward to. We'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah,
but we gotta go back to that. That's something we need to talk about.
You guys don't have to hear my crickets that I carry around with me chirp after me telling the next joke. Well, it's something to actually talk about next time. Be like Mulan.
Say crickets chirp.
Yeah. Yeah. Be like Mulan, I got my own personal fly, bro, when the joke whips.
I'm just shaking my head right now.
If Shannon's laughing, I did something right. Because he's better at Nico than telling me just nah.
Well, it's because you guys are figments of my insanity, that's why.
I am not a figment of your insanity.
You're using the right mental disability.
That's the joke.
I'm not a figment. I'm just a fucking weirdo. Alright, any closing remarks?
If you have self-respect, don't watch Tsukumichi.
Sure.
Watch more anime. Yes. Fuck less bitches.
Fuck. Well, I'm losing that department.
And if you're a true legend, juggle both in each hand.
That's me right now. Hang out with the homies.
No. Can I suckle on the left while I jiggle the right?
Alright, I'm in the game.
Bro!
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.